USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 170 million people are under winter weather advisories Monday as icy roads, power outages, and dangerously low temperatures are threatening traffic and straining power grids from coast to coast. The severe winter weather has sparked emergency declarations in Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Texas, which has been hit the hardest. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota on Friday reversed its original push to defund the city's police department after residents begged the city to hire more officers, citing low response times and increased violent crime. The city council on Friday voted unanimously to approve $6.4 million in additional funding that police had requested. One person has been taken into federal custody as authorities continue searching for dozens of migrants who called 911 while trapped inside a tank truck unable to breathe last week. A chilling call triggered an urgent search for the migrants in Texas. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.